Tech Talk is sponsored weekly by Secure Future Tech Solutions, a local Rhode Island company. Check them out at securefuturetech.com. Apple Pay, it just started. Already two drugstores stopped accepting it.
The revolution isn't quite happening as advertised.
Apple Pay will forever change the way all of us buy things.
That was CEO Tim Cook introducing Apple's digital wallet. Now, a week after it went online, drugstore chains Rite Aid and CVS stopped accepting it. Not because it wasn't working, but there's an apparent conflict between Apple Pay and a competing mobile payment system called Merchant Customer Exchange, or MCX. Throw in Google Wallet, PayPal, and those old standbys, credit cards and cash, and for now it seems Apple Pay is just another player that hasn't yet changed the game. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Well, yeah, when you think of it, why should Apple have the monopoly on this? There's a bunch of other companies that want to let you pay for everything with your cell phone. There's a service called Currency. I mean, whatever Apple does, it sucks the oxygen out of everything else. But hey, Apple Pay, why should they be the only guys? And by the way, they rolled it out last week. They had a few glitches, right? I'm not going to use it. Because I'll be online at Dunkin' Donuts, and next thing you know, I'll be paying for some of the guys behind me. Until they get this thing completely worked out. Apple Pay. I don't know. Let's ask Eric Shore. He's the owner of Secure Future Tech Solutions. Eric, would you use Apple Pay?
I already did, Gene, and it worked great.
You didn't pay for everybody online at Dunkin' Donuts?
No, not at all. Apple Pay is actually a very secure way to go because you have to hold your iPhone 6 or iPhone 6 Plus right up to the terminal, and then you authorize it with your thumbprint. So no one behind you can use it. It was actually very simple and very easy to use. And I'm really disappointed because I used it at Rite Aid over the weekend, and then shortly after that, they discontinued its use.
Because they want to go with their own system.
Well, that's right. They have a competing system that, by the way, Merchant Exchange and Currency are not operational, they're not in existence, and they're not slated to be rolled out until next year.
So Rite Aid will wait. CVS wants to go with its own system. There were a couple of glitches, though, with Apple that were in the news a couple of days ago.
There were a couple of glitches. You know, whenever new technology is rolled out, that's kind of par for the course. Apple is a legendary company. They're known for their ease of use. They're going to get it right. And like I said, I had a really positive experience with it over the weekend. So if you do have an iPhone 6 or an iPhone 6 Plus, I would encourage you to give it a try. Pretty straightforward.
Do you input your credit card information into the phone? And what pops up when you want to use this?
There's an application. First of all, you don't even have to open your phone or unlock your phone. You just hold your phone right up.
Okay.
But there's an application inside called Passbook. And then the way that you get your credit cards into the Passbook is you take a picture of it with your camera. It reads the numbers. Then you go through a quick authorization process where your bank will send you a text to your phone with an authorization number. You type it in, and you're good to go.
And this is with the new iPhone 6 because it reads your fingerprint. So that's what they're saying. That's the security measure.
There's two things. One of them is there's also a special chip in there called the near-field communication chip.
Yep.
And then the thumbprint scanner. So
all
two
right.
very important things.
Eric, you like it. Eric Shore.
I like it.
All right. Secure Future Tech Solutions. Check it out. Eric, thanks.